Paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Ray J of Roosters.
The Mike Vrabel of Roosters.
Exactly.
So the Rooster, which some people named Sonny, they spent almost a month trying to hunt him down. And now he's living in an animal sanctuary. Oh. I guess he's been transferred there where he can live out the rest of his days.
Oh, nice. A nice retirement rooster.
Wait a second. The address for this animal sanctuary is Party Fowl on Lebanon Road.
No!
They're going to eat him. So the latest debate on Instagram and TikTok is, which way do you face in the shower? Do you face the faucet head with the water coming at you and hitting you in the face?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you turn and let the water hit you at the back of your head?
Okay.
Which way do you face?
I have to say I do both, because when I'm washing my hair and everything, I'm facing the shower head, but I have a mirror on the other side of the shower. So when I shave in the shower, I'm facing that way.
So you're rotating.
So I do both.
You're circulating like a rotisserie chicken.
Yes, I am. I'm like a rotisserie chicken at Kroger, spinning slowly on a spit.
So I got to face away from the... I mean, I will turn for like a second.
Yeah.
You know, to get the soap off your face and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
I've got to let it hit the back of my head. Like the front... My face is... It's too sensitive to be blasted with water and hot water.
So you must have like super high pressure water coming out, huh?
I don't know. It's just, we don't have that great of water pressure. It's just like, it's just too much.
Yeah.
Like, I go in there to relax and to cry.
I think all of us, yeah, we all have to admit that, yes, we do cry in the shower all the
time. Especially Mondays.
Yeah, Mondays, and you know, you have to come to work and all that. So what does it say about you, depending on which way you face?
I don't know if there's a general thing about it, but I think a lot of people are weighing in that, you know, facing the shower head, some people said they thought that was just like a thing people did in the movies, that nobody does that in real life, where they're like, you know, or a soap commercial.
Well, a soap commercial, they have like, you know, people take, you know, wash their hair under a waterfall. And that would just knock you on your ass.
Yeah.
That's not real.
Yeah. There's those like rainfall shower heads now that just face down.
Yeah, so you're just underneath.
So what do people do for that?
I don't know.
Do they lay on the ground so they can let their face get hit?
So I can stare
straight
up.
On.
Lay down on the shower's floor like you're in a submarine that's sinking.
Right. I have no
so
idea.
It doesn't say anything about you. It doesn't say if like you're a...
There's no expert out there.
Okay.
It's just people saying, hey, I do it this way.
Uh-huh.
I do it that way. There's no official way. There's no like a government agency that says, you're supposed to do it this way.
That's what the ICE agents will be coming to check for next. You're not facing the right way in the shower. Get in the van.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
There's a cruise ship off of Africa that is suffering from an outbreak of the hantavirus, which can be deadly. Three people have already died on the ship.
Wow.
Seven others are sick right now. There's only 150 passengers on the boat, but nobody will let that ship dock. Because they're afraid they'll spread the virus to the cities on the mainland.
That was the disease that killed Gene Hackman's wife.
Is it?
It was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They get it from rat droppings.
Yeah, it's super serious. This is one of the passengers.
I am currently on board the MV Hondius, and what's happening right now is very real for all of us here. We're not just a story. We're not just headlines. We're people.
They're very scared.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Because now they're stuck in close quarters with each other,
yeah.
And it can be transmitted person to person.
Yeah.
So
wow, that's
I guess
awful.
Now they have a long sailing voyage to the Canary Islands, which may let them dock and let them get medical attention.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prayers for those folks. Wow.
Yeah.
John Spillman is the name of a Secret Service agent. He was following the president down to Florida when he was attending a golf tournament. And apparently he got arrested. John Spillman, the Secret Service agent, apparently was caught in the hallway of a hotel polishing his sword, if you will.
His weapon?
Vigorously. Get a room. Don't they have rooms?
It was a hotel, right?
In a hotel. He was in a hallway at
a
hotel.
There's a lot of rooms.
Yeah, there's a lot of rooms.
Wow.
But he was in the hallway. Maybe by the ice machine.
So Dolly Parton, she's had to postpone a lot of her concerts because of her health, and she gave an update yesterday.
The good news is I'm responding really well to meds and treatments, and I'm improving every day. Now, the bad news is it's going to take me a little while before I'm up to stage performance level because some of the meds and treatments make me a little bit swimmy-headed, as my grandma used to say.
You can't run around on stage in the heels that she wears when
you're
swimmy-headed.
Yeah.
So we hope everything continues to go well for Dolly and she's able to resume her concert tour.
She is our national treasure. Don't let anything happen to her.
That's right.
95.1 in Murfreesboro, totally hits 93.3. It's showtime. We're ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees removed? You can contact them easily by going to localtreefellers.com. All right, for the ladies, we have Jennifer in Antioch. For the guys, we have Jody. Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good luck to both of you. We have a warm-up question for you.
Start with you, Jennifer. Where's your go-to breakfast spot?
Crystal's.
Okay.
Jody, what about you? Where's your go-to breakfast spot?
I don't eat much breakfast, but if I do, I go to Chick-fil-A.
Good biscuits.
Yeah, just start on Sundays.
Definitely.
All right, you guys each have a screw you can use if you need it.
All right, here we go. Jennifer, multiple choice. You have a little round tin sold by Kiwi. Is that shoe polish, smokeless tobacco, or breath mints?
Shoe polish.
Shoe polish is right. Good job. Sorry. Wow.
Jody, here's your multiple choice. Which reality show has a spot for private nights called The Hideout? Is it Love Island, The Golden Bachelor, or Trading Spaces?
Oh, my gosh. I'll go with A. I have no idea.
Love Island.
Love
is Island right.
Is right.
Oh, wow.
Good guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't kid around. You watch that show all the time. All right, here we go. Jennifer.
Don't tell anybody.
The Clippers, an NBA basketball team that plays for what city?
The Clippers. Screw.
Okay. She hopes you don't know
LA.
This. Yes, they're the L.A. Clippers.
It is L.A., yes.
Right, stole a point there is what you did.
Okay. Now, Jody, if you get this one right, there's no way Jennifer can come back because of the screw debacle that just happened.
The screw debacle.
All right.
That'd be a good name for a band. The screw debacle, everybody.
At the exit in.
Woo!
All right, Jody, what part of a woman's face are they probably working on if they are threading?
Threading?
Threading.
Yeah.
Eyebrows?
Eyebrows.
Yes, that is correct.
Is correct.
Wow.
Well done. You are the winner, Jody. Good job.
Quick victory. Jennifer, thanks so much for playing. Jody, we're going to hook you up with tickets to go see Bush. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Last night, of course, was the annual Met Gala where all the celebrities dress up like crazy and show off all their outfits.
It's weird. It's the strangest outfits.
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter, pop music star, she dressed in a gown made literally of film strips.
I guess from her favorite movie, which is Sabrina.
All right.
At least she says that's her favorite movie. Bad Bunny dressed as an old version of Bad Bunny.
Okay.
Yeah, he had like gray hair. They put, you know, wrinkles on him and everything like that. And he had a cane and everything like that.
Okay. Madonna, I guess, showed up with 7 blindfolded helpers. I don't know. Is it one of those things where, you know, the employees aren't allowed to look famous star in the face?
Right, yeah, don't make eye contact.
Here's how I'm going to make sure you don't look me in the eye. I'm going to blindfold you.
Yeah, Katy Perry, astronaut and singer, was there. It looked like she had like a fencing outfit on, you know, one of those, you know, where they have a guard over their face.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was like just a hatch and she was able to open it up. Kind of like a spacecraft, I guess. Maybe she was embracing the whole, you know, May the 4th thing.
Could be. Yeah. To me, it seems like women are really excited about the Met Gala because it's all these stars in these crazy couture outfits.
Right.
And guys don't have the same enthusiasm. It's kind of like the female version of the Titans jersey unveiling downtown.
Because the guys were kind of interested in it and ladies didn't care. Yeah. So, yeah, it's the opposite of that. And I guess a lot of people were boycotting it because I guess Jeff Bezos and his wife were the honorary chairs this year. So they're saying because of the way, you know, Bezos treats his Amazon employees, they were going to just forget it.
Oh, okay.
Plus, also, the tickets are $100,000.
Yeah. I think it's all going to charity.
That's what they say. And they don't allow cameras in there, so you don't know what they're doing in there.
I think that's probably the big appeal.
Yeah.
It's like, if they showed us pictures, we'd be like, whatever. You know, since we can't know what the forbidden things are that go on inside, the possible human sacrifice.
I'm thinking, that's probably what's going on in there. Yeah. They have their cult meeting in there.
We're super interested if we're not allowed to know.
And I guess most of it is probably the ladies trying to take their outfits off to go to the bathroom.
How does that happen?
Because that can't be easy.
There's got to be some adult diapers involved.
Oh, there's got to be.
So my manhood has been seriously on the line.
I'm sorry.
Because it's measured by how much can you fix things.
Uh-huh.
Truly. I don't like
it. Stereotypically, you're supposed to be able to fix things.
Exactly. It's just expected of us.
Yes.
So my thermostat went out the other day. It just kind of, it didn't light up anymore.
So you couldn't control the temperature in
the house. No, air conditioning, heating, whatever. And luckily the temperatures have been okay. So I said, okay, well, I guess we need a new thermostat. So I ordered a new thermostat and hooked it up and that didn't work. So I ordered another thermostat. Had that one sent from Amazon. That one didn't work yesterday either.
Oh, no.
So I had to call Hiller and like, okay, I need an HVAC person to come over and, you know, check this out. So they're coming over tomorrow.
Okay.
But I really felt deflated because I thought, like, I should have been able to fix this. I should have been able to just take this off the wall, screw in a few wires, and then have it work again.
Seems simple, doesn't it?
I was not able to do that.
Mm. It's always kind of awkward because they're doing something and you have to just stand there and look like an idiot. Like,
all right. Pretend to know what they're talking about.
Yeah. I tried doing that thing with the thermostat and the combobulator that comes around on the other side. Yeah, I need to do that.
And they tell you something that you don't understand at all and you go, oh, yeah, that was my next. I was going to do that next. If you didn't get here in the next few minutes, I was going to take care of that thing. I don't understand.
The last time I called Hiller, I had a guy come over to the house and he actually told me before he started doing anything on the air conditioning or anything. He said, by the way, I hum a lot while I'm working. I hope that doesn't bother you. And I went like, I don't care. You can hum if you want. But then he starts going up the stairs going,
he wasn't wrong.
It was kind of a, you know, humming and also a little bit of Sling Blade thrown in like.
This is not a commercial for Hiller, but I mean, truly, if the guy's humming, that is the happy Hiller guy.
That is
he's a happy Hiller guy.
Exactly. 95.1 in Murfreesboro, totally hits 93.3, trying to help you navigate through the week with a Woody and Jim mood boost. Hey, feeling good, like I should,
winning double walk around the neighborhood. Sometimes you just have to ask. So this 8-year-old girl in Ohio, she's in her backyard, and she can hear her neighbor in his backyard behind the fence playing guitar. And she really thought he was great.
Yeah.
And so she wanted to make a request. So she did what any normal person would do. She wrote out her request on a piece of paper, folded it into a paper airplane, and tried to send it over the fence.
Because I don't want to just walk into his backyard. So I asked my mom if she can help me make a paper airplane. I'm not good at throwing paper airplanes, so she had to throw it for me.
What an awesome little voice.
I know. And on the other side of the fence was a 26-year-old Ethan, who happens to be a musician. He plays bars and wineries playing covers for a living. So taking her request, which was Taylor Swift's Love Story, was easy for him.
That's awesome.
And he started to play it, and they videoed the whole exchange of throwing the paper airplane over the fence and her singing along to him playing guitar on the other side.
Nice.
It has gone crazy viral. 3 million people have seen it now, and she just runs around yelling, "I'm famous! I'm famous!" And Ethan gained close to 20,000 followers overnight.
Gotta love that.
It costs nothing to be kind. I've always said, you know, what's your dream job? I don't care what my job is. I want to be a good friend. I want to be a good person.
That's very cool.
Sometimes those like little things just make a huge difference in somebody's day.
Something uplifting. If you want to check out the video, you can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or the Woody and Jim Facebook page, or go to our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. Today is Cinco de Mayo.
Yep.
It also falls on Taco Tuesday.
Ah,
the planets have aligned perfectly.
Excellent.
It's funny, my granddaughter Charlie is auditioning for the school talent show.
Yeah.
They, I guess it's become such a, you know, everyone wants to be in it, so they have to audition. And I found out from my son that they're doing dad jokes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the
so you've got a pile of them.
Yeah. I said, I'll just bring all my leftovers from the Monday morning Woody and Jim joke off, and she'll be all set.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, here's one for today, for Cinco de Mayo. Here's a good dad joke for Cinco de Mayo that she can use.
Okay.
Why did the Mexican archer not fire his bow?
I don't know.
He didn't have an arrow. Well, see, now they're not supposed to be funny.
Or interesting.
I thought it was pretty clever. I guess I'm an island there. Yeah. Well, yesterday at the White House, Rick Harrison was there. He's the guy who is the in charge of Pawn Stars, if you watch that reality show.
Yeah, bald guy behind the counter who determines whether this is worth something or not.
And says, that's the best we can do, that kind of thing.
Yep.
He was at the White House yesterday talking to small businesses about some other kind of matter, whatever.
Some blah, blah, blah.
And he had a press conference with the president, and somebody asked, and it was kind of interesting because the president kind of lit up when he asked the question, like, stuff from the White House, how much would that be worth at a pawn shop? And I'm thinking, you know, okay, are the wheels turning right now? Going like, ooh.
I could get some money for these things.
I guess he was saying things like a dinner plate from the White House could be worth like $5,000-$6,000.
Wow.
Which is, you know, worth, you know, what, two tanks of gas maybe?
Yeah, right. I wonder if the value goes up or down if they're all spray painted gold. Because everything's gold.
Everything is
now.
Gold, yeah. President Goldfinger. I can see like his son's showing up with a U-Haul truck in the back of the White House like, hey, we're going to Vegas.
Let's see what we can get.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
There's a cruise ship off of Africa that is suffering from an outbreak of the hantavirus, which can be deadly. Three people have already died on the ship.
Wow.
Seven others are sick right now. There's only 150 passengers on the boat, but nobody will let that ship dock. Because they're afraid they'll spread the virus to the cities on the mainland.
That was the disease that killed Gene Hackman's wife.
Is it?
It was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They get from rat droppings.
Yeah, it's super serious. This is one of the passengers.
I am currently on board the MV Hondius, and what's happening right now is very real for all of us here. We're not just a story. We're not just headlines. We're people.
They're very scared.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Because now they're stuck in close quarters with each other, and it can be transmitted person to person.
Yeah.
So
wow, that's awful.
Now they have a long sailing voyage to the Canary Islands, which may let them dock and let them get medical attention.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prayers for those folks. Wow. Yeah. John Spillman is the name of a Secret Service agent. He was following the president down to Florida when he was attending a golf tournament. And apparently he got arrested. John Spillman, the Secret Service agent, apparently was caught in the hallway of a hotel polishing his sword, if you will.
His weapon?
Vigorously. Get a room. Don't they have rooms?
It was a hotel, right?
In a hotel. He was in a hallway at
a
hotel.
There's a lot of rooms.
Yeah, there's a lot of rooms. Wow. But he was in the hallway. Maybe by the ice machine.
So Dolly Parton, she's had to postpone a lot of her concerts because of her health, and she gave an update yesterday.
The good news is I'm responding really well to meds and treatments, and I'm improving every day. Now, the bad news is it's going to take me a little while before I'm up to stage performance level because some of the meds and treatments make me a little bit swimmy-headed, as my grandma used to say.
You can't run around on stage in the heels that she wears when
no
you're
kidding.
Swimmy-headed.
Yeah.
So we hope everything continues to go well for Dolly and she's able to resume her concert tour.
She is our national treasure. Don't let anything happen to her.
That's right.
What are we doing?
Today is my son's birthday.
Yay!
So we'll be celebrating. He's coming over for dinner. Everybody's going to have dinner, cake, presents, and then movie night.
Nice. It is Cinco de Mayo, so my girlfriend and I have planned to have carnitas tacos.
Delicious.
Cinco de Mayo and Taco Tuesday. You know, the planets have aligned perfectly.
It's a great day.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning, Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.